Can you describe what a job in wildland firefighting looks like and what people might be able to expect on a day-to-day basis?
So it's a lot of physical work. That's number one. A lot of teamwork. That's really key. And it's pretty hard work. So most of the summer is going to be working initial attack fires. So typically out here, those are lightning strikes up on a ridge somewhere that you got to hike into or drive on a pretty rough road to get to. Most of those, the rest of us never hear about because firefighters get to them, they catch them that same evening or the next day, and so they don't grow. So that's really the bulk of the work over the summer. But also, sometimes when conditions are right, you know, fires really can get going. So these crews will be working on, if we have larger fires out here, if it's slower out here, but there's a big need nationally, like what we saw this summer, we might send some of our crews to help other areas. Just like when Colorado has bad years, we get crews coming in from other places too.
How much of this is focused on prevention?
Sure, it just depends on timing, but they'll help us with prevention projects, you know, thinning, those sorts of things. If the timing is right, we may use them for a prescribed fire and that kind of thing.
Can you speak to some of the specific wildfire risks that we have in our area? Are you seeing those risks changing or growing at all?
The Roaring Fork Valley and the Colorado River Corridor has a lot of what we call urban interface. So that's a lot of homes and other structures right up against the Forest Service or BLM land or just other wild land in this area. All these ecosystems out here are adapted to fire. So all the forest communities sooner or later will burn. So then that creates a pretty big challenge if that's where the homes are being built and that kind of thing. So that's not unusual across the West, and we're seeing more and more of that, just communities growing into these urban interface areas. You combine that with century of a lot of fire suppression, so there's a lot of fuel that's built up. And then with climate conditions changing too, that's just making the fire seasons more intense and longer.
Okay, thank you, David.
Thanks a lot.